With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, EastEnders actress Daniela Westbrook talks about when the paparazzi first shot her with a deviated septum and describes one of her many returns to Albert Square and the difficulties that arose as a result. Hope you enjoy it. I had been papped at the Soap Awards earlier that month in July of 2000, and someone had finally spotted something was missing. In the Priory, I couldn't and didn't use cocaine, but one morning I was about to get one hell of a shock when I tuned into The Big Breakfast on Channel 4. There was presenter Johnny Vaughan holding up the front page of The Sun, which had my face, minus my septum, plastered all over it. The picture I had dreaded for so long, showing a gaping hole where the tissue and cartilage separating my nostrils should be, had found its way slap bang on the front of the biggest selling newspaper in the country, in those days at the height of its powers, with a daily readership of more than 10 million. Johnny was adding to my pain, excitedly showing the paper to millions of Big Breakfast viewers, and generally poking fun at me, as was, I'm sure, anyone who saw it. At least the show's co-presenter, my old Sylvia Young pal Denise Van Outen, was trying to stand up for me. Bless her. A couple of years ago, I bumped into Vaughan at a function, and 10 years or so clean, he was visibly shocked at my appearance. I'm not sure if he remembered chuckling to the nation about my plight, but he exclaimed, "Wow, you look different." I mumbled, "Yeah, and you're bald, and there's not a lot you can do about that." The article in The Sun included quotes from the likes of Elton John, suggesting that therapist to the stars Beachy Colclough could help me, and Kevin thought seriously about contacting him. However, I was making good progress at the Priory, and there was a sense of relief that the secret about the hole in my nose was now out. I thought I'd left EastEnders for good, but returning gave me the perfect opportunity to see and work with everybody again, free from drugs, and also to apologise to anyone I'd compromised during my previous stints on the show, which was practically everyone. I was picked ahead of Kim Medcalf because of my supposed on-screen presence with Sid Owen and Patsy Palmer, who as Ricky and Bianca would both be central to the new storyline, and I felt fortunate to be given yet another stab at the role. Sam Mitchell was, and is, such a huge part of my life. It was great to have her back. Returning to Albert Square is always a huge experience. I wouldn't say I was nervous, because I feel so at home at the studios in Boreham Wood. However, with my bipolar issues unresolved, I did have the odd moment of anxiety. There are plenty of familiar faces all over the set, from the everyday staff to the production crew and, of course, the main cast. One actor I hadn't appeared in the soap with yet was Jake Wood, who plays Max Branning. Following drugs and addiction issues with me and other young actors, bosses at EastEnders had now set up a mentor system. Sam had little to do with Max, storyline-wise, so I was assigned to Jake. We got on fabulously. He was always on hand, having a coffee with me in the square when we weren't filming, and meeting me for lunch once a week in the canteen to make sure I was okay. I can't thank Jake enough, and he's been a constant source of support to me ever since.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My return, like my life in general, received mixed reviews. Stuart Heritage of The Guardian wrote on the recasting of Sam in June 2010, "Medcalf lacked Westbrook's obvious aura of constant threat, but still managed to help bludgeon Dirty Den's head before leaving." Kevin O'Sullivan for The Sunday Mirror was critical, highlighting an inexplicable personality transplant in Sam. He labelled my return as "an insult to long-suffering viewers' intelligence." Another review on the Virgin Media website rated my return as the 10th greatest soap comeback of all time, adding, "She was only on screen for 5 seconds before the famous Ender's drum signalled the return of Walford's much-missed Mitchell sister." I reeled in my biggest catch in the TV kissing stakes, one Martin Kemp, way back in the 90s, when Sam had a fling with his character Steve Owen. I was in my mid-20s and that kiss was the real knee trembler. I'd never kissed a real man before, and such an iconic pop star at that. I was still only used to dating boy band singers wearing baggy jeans and beanie hats. Working with Martin is not like preparing for a screen kiss with Sid Owen or Scott Maslin. Both those guys are great fun and always joking around before the take, and that helps relax the situation. Martin, however, is a true professional. He comes on set, has already learned his lines, and is quickly in character. He's such a lovely man, but he's not there to muck around. He's there to get the job done. He's very studious and calculated, just how he came across in Celebrity Big Brother, but he's also a total heartthrob where I'm concerned. I'm old enough to remember growing up with Spandau Ballet in their prime, and I'm also a massive fan of the film The Craze, Martin and his brother Gary starred in. For the Sam and Steve snog, EastEnders bosses were getting their money's worth again out of me. They've had me dressed up in all sorts of things over the years and often dolled up to the nines. I was once dumped out onto Albert Square in my undies by Bianca. This time they had me dressed up as Miss Christmas in a sexy red and white corset and stockings and suspenders. I had to walk up and down the bar like that and seduce Steve Owen in the process. I remember Tamsin Uthwaite, who was playing Steve's then on-screen love interest Melanie, being so supportive. This scene was the last of the day, and I was nervous, so Tamsin said she'd wait for me and watch me on one of the monitors. I came straight out to her afterwards, blushing and smiling at the same time, whispering, "Oh my God." "I know," Tamsin said. "It's great, isn't it?" I got straight on the phone to my mum and told her, "I've just snogged Martin Kemp." "You lucky cow," came back the response. I'm always asked if I would reconsider going back to EastEnders, and the answer is always an emphatic yes. The result of my affair with Jack saw me give birth to his child and means Sam is a Mitchell with a Branning baby. With those two families constantly at war and intertwined in most modern day plots, I guess there's a chance they may want to bring Sam back. I felt there was no point continuing a podcast about fame without featuring some semblance of a cocaine-induced deviated septum. In this memoir, Danielle discusses finding Christianity and talks a lot about the ups and downs of her relationship with her one great love and how that has kept her going. So it's good to hear that she feels like she's coming out the other side of decades of drug addiction and, in her words, bad decision making. Let me know your thoughts on the Daniela Westbrook extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section or by posting to our Instagram at almostfamousthepodcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.